Jason Swan will be the first man to greet Reese Gould in his second inning of work here in the sixth. 6-0 the lead for Georgia Southern over Texas State. It's the first pitch to Swanee. It's a fastball that misses in for 1-0. Glad you could join us on a weather-altered Friday night. Set with a lightning delay for an hour and 45 minutes in the third inning. The rain has been coming down for about an inning now. The 1-0 misses low for 2-0. But nonetheless, glad you could join us. However you tuning in, whether it be the TuneIn app, one of our great affiliates across the network on gseagles.com. It's a 2-0. Fastball misses low for 3-0.
Swan 1-for-2 on the night. Staring at a 3-0 count here. You have to think he's going to take it. See if he can get an easy base.
3-0. Fastball called strike on the inside corner for 3-1. The rain continues to come down. It's a steady rain, nothing torrential as of yet, but the 3-1 pitch is cranked into left field. Going back is Benton, still going. He looks up. It's off the Freedom's landing sign along the wall. Swan trying to stretch it into the double as the throw comes in. Sliding in with a twirl of the wrist as Jason Swan, a leadoff double here in the bottom of the sixth.
Got to tell you, Benton played that one perfectly off the wall. When he realized it was going to be over his head, he got in position to get the rebound, and he came up throwing the ball. Had it been on the money, might have had a play on Swan at second. Swan easily slides into second, just a little bit off on the throw, and the Eagles right away have a runner in scoring position, leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Brings up the freshman out of Dalton and J.P. Teig, 0-for-2 on the ball game.
Believe he struck out the last time at bat.
Did indeed, as Swan stands out at second base. Third baseman Hubbard comes in almost with grass under the cleats. So now corners will charge in as Tig squares around a bunt. Bunt straight through it and nothing, and won the count to JP.
I don't mind that at all, especially for a kid that might be struggling at the plate. Let him turn around and at least get the bat on the ball a little bit. If he lays down the bunt, advances the runner. Certainly contributes. Swan's fast enough at second in order to get to third. I'd let him bunt again.
0-1. Fastball skips up to the plate. Nice stop by Rodriguez for 1-1. I believe the rain may have come to a halt.
I mean, it didn't like just, no, it's still a little bit out there. I was about to say it came to a screeching halt, but no, it's still misting a little bit.
1-1. Nobody away here in the bottom of the sixth. 6-0 the lead for Georgia Southern. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball just missed off the outside part of the plate. Rodriguez held it, trying to sell the call, but David Pritchett not buying.
Well, Flip doesn't know what he's going to call yet. I don't really blame him there. Sometimes he calls it, sometimes he doesn't. Again, I like the bunt idea when I think about it more with the rain that's come down. You got to feel like the grass. Keep the ball from rolling a little bit.
Pressure on the Texas State defense. It's been a defense that it's been pretty good for Texas State so far on the year. It's 2-1. Popped up. Foul territory. Long way to go for three different Bobcats as it falls harmlessly on the foul turf. Pretty much in the Bermuda Triangle between Coffey, Rodriguez, and Gould. But this is a Texas State Bobcats team that has only made 27 errors, fielding almost 98% on the season. But you look at that, a new facility at Texas State with all turf around the field. Talking with hitting coach Alan Beck before the game, they've only played 9 games on natural grass all season.
Wow.
So you've got true hops off the turf in all but 9 games, and 3 of those games were coming at Minute Maid Park.
One error on the night. That was by Hubbard at third base. Not able to field it cleanly, and then Aaron throw.
2-2 with nobody out. Swan out at second base after the leadoff double. Tig with a 2-2 count against Reese Gould in his second inning of work. Shortstop Sheffield will rise out of the crouch. The 2-2. Will Squibber up the middle. Charging in is Sheffield. Will field. Bobbles it momentarily. The throw is offline. It will pull Coffey off the bag, but a swipe tag will get J.P. Tig, so 6-3 in the books. It does advance Jason Swan over to third base.
Yeah, it does its job. I mean, we're asking for a bunt, if nothing else, just to advance the runner. But at this particular case, he did the same. Coffey, a big kid over at first base, a lanky kid. He did a great job in coming off the base with his long arms, able to reach back easily and make the out. But again, he pulls Swan over to third with Blake Evans coming up, batting .218 on the year, 11 RBIs, 16 runs in. Tonight, he's 0 for 2, the freshman is, but a heck of a third base.
First pitch is a called strike on the outer third. Evans reached on that error by Hubbard back in the fourth inning as it pulls the infield in once again for Texas State with Swan over to third base with one away. Gould nods yes. Out of the windup, the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt squirts away from Rodriguez momentarily, but not outside the dirt circle, so Swan has to stay put over to third.
It's only the second ball to get away from him tonight. The first one went to the backstop, caused no harm, no foul. That one he was able to keep somewhat in front of him as it went off to the left. Kept Swan at third as he flirted with the idea of it. Wisely, he did not.
Evans awaits the 1-1. Ooh. Breaking ball right there on the inner third. Beautiful pitch by Gould. Just dropped the hammer on the inner third. And 1-2 the count.
Upper 80s on that pitch. Not too bad for a breaking ball.
Evans awaits the 1-2. Fastball in the dirt for 2-2. Evans going with the socks pulled up to the knees. Navy blues up to the kneecaps.
Got Curry on deck. Somehow Evans can get on.
2-2, slap to the left side, through into left field for a base hit. Swan comes home, steps on the plate, an RBI single off the bat of Blake Evans drives home his 12th run of the year, and Georgia Southern extends the lead to 7-0, and you go back to J.P. Tighe's groundout that put Swan over at third base, drew the infield in, that's what allowed the single to go through the left side.
Everyone has a role to play. Tighe certainly had his, and right there, Evans came up big. He was looking for a hit tonight, and he hit it where they ain't. And that's exactly where he did. Placed it perfectly between the shortstop and the third baseman. The Eagles put another one on the board to go up 7-0. That's a ninth hit, but now Curry's back up. And if you remember, Curry drew that walk to start the ball game. He's 0-2 tonight.
First pitch misses low for 1-0.
Scored the game's first run for the Eagles.
7-0 the lead for Georgia Southern here in the bottom half of the sixth. Evans over at first. Gould comes set and a quick pick over to first. Back in safely with the dive is Evans.
Victory would be huge for the Eagles for more reasons than one. Coastal Carolina dropped a doubleheader today to Arkansas Little Rock, and the Eagles have the opportunity, or I guess they are now tied in the Eastern Division, correct?
Correct.
If we can win this series, it would certainly put us in a pretty good position in the standings.
Couple of peeks to first as Gould rises for the 1-0. Lifted into center field, pretty well struck, but Valentine over into the gap will set up shop, put it away for out number two of the inning as Evans will have to retreat back to first.
Center fielder, Nolan Tressler.
Two away, it'll bring up Nolan Tressler.
Tressler 1-for-3 on the night. It was his double that scored Curry, correct? First inning. Gave the Eagles 1-0 lead.
I don't know what that song is called, but it's one of the most catchy walk-up songs of the year.
I need a walk-up song.
What would your walk-up song be? First pitch, chopper down the first baseline, foul as Cody Walford tried for the backhand but couldn't get it.
He was cool doing it, though.
He tried, and he's going to get some ribbon from the third base dugout from it.
Probably Flogging Molly. Something from Flogging Molly, maybe. A good old Irish rock band or something. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I need a walk-up song. I'll go home with a walk-up song. Walk in the house.
Every time you walk in the booth, we've got to play it.
Yeah, there you go.
Pick off over to first. Evans back in with the dive.
You know who Flogging Molly is because of me, right?
I do.
Yeah. Chris Blair hates him.
Yeah, I know he does.
Yeah.
Them and Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Well...
One swung on a miss. It tips off the glove of Rodriguez. Pass ball will move Blake Evans up 90 feet.
I thought maybe he tipped it, but apparently not. He's certainly going to ask the umpire, and he didn't get it. So third pass ball tonight, if you will. I don't know if I can blame that one on Flip or not.
First one that technically goes in the books as a pass ball, but third one to get past Rodriguez. It's two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A run already home for Georgia Southern as Evans moves up to second on the pass ball. Approaching the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour here in Statesboro. Gould set for the 0-2 pitch. Popped up in the left center field. Drifting back is the shortstop Sheffield. It's his call. It's his catch. And we go to the seventh. A run comes across the plate for Georgia Southern on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Go to the top half of the seventh inning, 7-0 the lead for Georgia Southern over Texas State on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.